Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, along with the American Sheep Industry Association and the Public Lands Council, have all called upon the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the USDA to request rural health care providers have resources and funding to properly respond to the ongoing COVID-19 crisis. I talked with the American Sheep Industry Association's Chase Adams about the request.
Well, thanks, Russell. You know, this just seemed like a good time to make sure that Health and Human Services and, of course, the USDA, which is always focused on rural America, but to make sure that Health and Human Services understood some of the unique health care challenges that we have in the rural areas of this country, not just the West, but the rural areas generally. You know, there's a lot of issues that producers face every day in making health care decisions and long distances to travel. And this is just, this current situation with COVID has certainly exacerbated that beyond what we ever could have imagined.
And unfortunately, as we all know too well by now, this certainly isn't business as usual for America's ag industry. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.